morning, traders. Welcome to today's Outlier Live, where we cover the biggest headlines today and what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day, were we just attacked? Were we just a cyber attacked through AT&T? I don't know. We can talk about that some more. And then Apple. Apple is the most recent victim of Tesla. Tesla has its knives out, and it ain't never gonna stop. All that and more on today's Outlier Live. All right, so AT&T reveals the likely cause of outage that affected customers nationwide. Now, I have heard through the conspiracy, I love a conspiracy theory. I've heard through conspiracy theories out there that this was a cyber attack, right? The networks were vulnerable and they got cyber attacked. Now, AT&T is vehemently denying that, saying, hey, no way. No. We're cool over here. We're chilled. Nobody's cyber attacking us. But let's see what at least Fox Business is saying about this, right? AT&T said the network disruption caused tens of thousands of customers to lose cell service on Thursday, and it was not the result of a cyber attack. It was not, I promise. I was one of those people, actually. Every morning when I take my son to school, we call my parents, so his grandparents, to check in, make sure they're doing okay. And when we got in the car to give them a call, there was no signal. And so I was like, okay, that's weird. I was still on my Wi-Fi. So I texted them. I was like, do you guys have cell signal? And they said, no, we don't have any cell signal either. So that was weird because I could still text through the Wi-Fi and the Apple message. So that seemed to work okay. But yeah, there was no having any sort of cell signal. Based on our initial review, we believe the outage was caused by the application execution of an incorrect process used as we were expanding our network. And it was definitely not a cyber attack. Absolutely not. We're continuing our assessment to ensure we keep delivering the service that our customers deserve. Now, I've never had any issues with AT&T. It's worked for me since I was 16, right? It's worked for me for over 22 years. And it's every once in a while, something will happen. There is one spot near our lake house in Arkansas that there is zero signal, no matter where you go or what day you go on, just a dead zone there. But otherwise, it's pretty much everywhere. The AT&T suffered a national outage, and it spiked to more than 73,000 people by 9 a.m. Eastern time. Some customers were experiencing wireless interruptions this morning. Our network teams took immediate action. So far, 3/4 of our network have been restored. A U.S. defense official told Fox News there was no indication of a cyber attack. How dare you? No, stop insinuating that. The FBI says they're not aware of any cyber attacks, and they were aware of the outages and investigating, though. We are in touch with AT&T and public safety authorities, as well as other providers. The FBI said, should we learn of any malicious activity, we will respond accordingly. Ooh-wee. Well, listen, if you are tired of AT&T, maybe you want to be looking at T-Mobile, right? We can look at T-Mobile's stock price over here on Outlier. And actually, we got the most recent signal was on November 17th, was a sell signal. And had you been following these buy and sell signals, you could have seen a 71.53% return following Outlier signals, which is pretty outstanding, in my opinion. So if you want to get your hands on these buy and sell signals, be sure to head over to OVTLYRDeal.com, and maybe you'll have access the next time there's an outage, because you'll have lifetime access to Outlier for one very, very small price, which will be ending soon.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now let's take it to the internet to see what people are saying, right? We recognize the frustration about the outage, and we know we let lots of our customers down. To make it right, we're going to apply a credit to all of our potentially impacted customers. Oh, cool, right? So it's also impacted but never received any outreach. How are you even going to assure people are going to receive it, right? This person says, how do I even know for sure if I'm going to get a credit? This person says, so can you confirm it was a cyber attack or not? This person says a single $5 credit for multiple phone lines is an insult. You failed here, AT&T. Yeah. So I don't know exactly what happened, but AT&T wants you to know for absolutely sure. It definitely was not a cyber attack. Tesla just killed another competitor. A competitor who never even had a chance. They never even got their cars on the road. Apple is scrapping their electric car project. Yes, of course, everything revolves around Tesla and the stock market. You can't talk about any automaker without including Tesla as the main headline. And here, Apple is showing how they are once again getting destroyed, like every other car company who's tried to make an EV because of Tesla. Reports claim Apple is abandoning its EV project and redirecting its resources to AI. Apple's reportedly abandoning its efforts to build an electric car, nearly a decade and billions of dollars on the project. Bloomberg said Apple announced internally Tuesday it was canceling its EV endeavor, dubbed Project Titan, surprising nearly 2,000 people who had been working on it. Some of the workers will be redirected to Apple's generative AI division, while others will be laid off. That's no good. Apple did not immediately respond to comment. Rumors have swirled for years they were on the verge of an autonomous taxi in an effort to take on Tesla, which they never could. Initial reports say that the secretive project started in 2015. Apple CEO Tim Cook confirmed in 2017 that they were working on autonomous systems that could be part of the self-driving car segment. Tim Cook said it was the mother of all AI projects and probably one of the most difficult AI projects. But you know what? Tesla doesn't care. Tesla whooped your butt. Yes, I'm a Tesla fanboy. Get over it. Yes, I drive a Tesla. Yes, I think Elon Musk is the smartest, richest, and most handsomest man in the world. Get over it. But you know what you can't get over is the fact that these signals in Outlier are pretty outstanding, especially for Apple. Even when Apple is scrapping its autonomous vehicle division, it still shows a 317.51% cumulative return, which is really outstanding. So be sure to head over to OVTLYRDeal.com. We are running a special that will be ending soon where you can get lifetime access to these buy and sell signals with the world's best AI stock trading assistant for one very, very small price. And like I say, that'll be ending very soon. Let's see what the internet says about this, right? Breaking, Apple is winding down its electric car plans, ending a decade-long foray. Some people will be cut, and others will shift over to AI. And this person was talking about Scott Galloway, apparently, who's a VC, was super bullish on the Apple car. This person says, turns out making electric vehicles at scale is not as easy as everyone expected. Just imagine the resources that Apple has. It's not only about money. It's about know-how. Hashtag Tesla, right? Hashtag Tesla for the win once again. And do me a favor. Once again, YouTube is showing you two videos right here, and you need to click one of those so you can learn more and watch more of Outlier Live. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. We'll see you on the next episode.